Talk about a real spectacle. More than 250 Navy SEALs, veterans, and first responders are set to complete a challenging swimming, running, and training course this upcoming weekend. It is the annual New York City SEAL Swim happening on Saturday. And to get more of the details on this, plus where is the funding going that's collected from the event, we're here with Jeff Leard, who is the Director of Partnerships and Athletic Events of Navy SEAL Foundation. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. First of all, could you tell us about the Navy SEAL Foundation and its mission?
Absolutely. So the Navy SEAL Foundation was started in 2000. So we're coming up on our 25th year anniversary. And it was started to provide critical support for SEALs, active duty, veterans, their families, and all of the support personnel that's associated with the SEAL community to allow those guys to do their jobs.
Tell us, you know, Jeff, so I'm familiar, obviously, with the Navy SEALs because I actually had a very dear friend of mine. I believe he is now stationed, if I can follow him correctly, it's very hard to follow him, but I believe he's now in Florida.
Sure.
He was out in California. He had already done, a mission overseas. So I'm familiar with the SEALs, but for some people, it's very hard to determine what the jobs of the different military rankings are and all of that. What specifically do the Navy SEALs do?
So the Navy SEALs are the nation's most elite maritime capability force. So with obviously the war transitioning, right, we're getting back to our maritime roots, which is how the SEAL teams were founded, conducting a lot of reconnaissance and special missions like that that happen obviously on the land. On the sea, I'm sorry.
And, you know, one of the things I learned from my friend who I just mentioned before, the training to become a Navy SEAL is, if not the most intense training I've ever heard of in my life.
I think it absolutely is. It's to get through the program from start to finish, it's probably about a year and a half to 2 years for most guys to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
So you go through basic training to a program called BUDS Prep, which is Basic Underwater Demolition School SEAL Preparatory Course to get you ready to now the next step to go to BUDS, which is a very vigorous and strenuous program, which I'm sure everyone's heard of. And obviously, if you successfully make it through that, you are awarded your Trident and officially get brought on board to becoming a SEAL and part of a SEAL team.
And like anybody who's in a different branch of the military, including obviously the Navy SEALs, after you do your basic training and everything, and even your service, obviously, when you come back after doing service, sometimes there's a great impact on your life and your families. Tell us about some of the things that the foundation has been able to do for service members over the years.
Absolutely. So the foundation has five pillars of support, and those pillars are strength, resilience, education, health, and community. And within those five main pillars of support, we have over 30 programs that are offered to the SEALs, their veterans, their families, and support personnel. And some of those programs are just like you said. It's a long career for most of these individuals, right? So there's a lot of bumps, a lot of bruises, broken bones, things like that. There's a lot of time away from home, from families. So the Navy SEAL Foundation can step in and assist basically from the start of their career all the way to the finishing point. So helping them transition out, like you said, and finding work in the civilian world, we help with that. We also support the families, right, for guys that are deployed or on training for over 260 days a year. They leave their families, their children at home. So we step up and we support them. So, I had a good buddy who recently had a baby, and he was obviously going back to training, and his wife was done with her leave, so she was going back to work. We help out and we support and find childcare for them just to make their lives a little bit easier.
That's awesome.
If you name it, we do it. You know what I mean? And then obviously in the worst case of the situation, right, when we do lose a SEAL, we step up for the tragedy assistance and help those Gold Star families, not just at the point of that death or that awful circumstance, but obviously through the rest of their lives. So it's an ongoing support. It's not just it's not just right then and there. It continues to go.
Jeff, I forgot to ask, did you serve? Were you a Navy SEAL?
I was not. So I got injured in that very strenuous pipeline, but
wow.
I'm very fortunate enough to, so to still stay connected to the community and serve in a different way and help the guys and help the community the best that I can.
Thank you for your service. I the friend that I'm referring to, it was a Connecticut native, and from what he could describe, it is to me, it's unimaginable. It's wild. I mean, what the Navy SEALs go through is just, it is beyond. So I tip my hat to you.
The videos don't do it justice.
No, they really don't. they really don't. So thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do. I really appreciate it. So again, we have Jeff Leard here, and we're talking about a pretty incredible event coming up this weekend. He is the Director of Partnerships and Athletic Events of the Navy SEAL Foundation. And this weekend is the New York City SEAL Swim. How long has the swim been going on, Jeff?
So the event was founded by actually a New Jersey SEAL, Bill Brown, 6 years ago. And he started that event with 32 or 34 other SEALs just to kind of bring them together, let them do something challenging because those guys love to do that stuff. And raise some money and some awareness for kind of the veterans and whatnot. And the swim has grown substantially over those past 6 years. Went from 34 people to now this year, I think we have over 300 people getting in the water. And obviously,
wow.
Like you said, that's SEALs, that's veterans, that's other military first responder. And then a whole bunch of just patriots and civilians that are just true supporters and advocates for our community.
And my understanding is all the funding that is raised in this event is actually going to 30 different programs, or so I was reading something that this is going to a lot of different facets.
It is. So it's not just allocated to one program of support. So 94 cents of every dollar that we raise for the Navy SEAL Foundations goes to supporting over those 30 programs. Like I mentioned, there's transitioning support. There's educational opportunities to help SEALs that want to pursue further education. That's also available for their spouses, for their children. We do pre- and post-deployment gatherings to kind of build that community and the family, not just from the team side, but the whole command and their families and their kids as well. So there's over 30 different programs to support, and we work with some of the nation's leading practitioners in the health and the science and kind of that avenue to make sure guys are getting the care, the rehabilitation, the physical needs, the mental support, all of those things that they need, that they may struggle or have to deal with throughout the longevity of their career. We're there to help facilitate that and get them back, obviously keep them in the fight, but obviously keep them healthy and as well.
And, you know, this is certainly an organization that you can't scoff at all. If you go to their website, NavySEALFoundation.org, and you look at the About section, it says Charity Navigator has awarded this organization a 4-star rating since 2009 and a perfect score of 100 since 2014. When it comes to financial health, accountability, and transparency, they are ranked higher than 99.9% of charities nationwide, and less than 100 charities can make that claim every year. 94 cents of every dollar donated directly funds the programs and is retained for future mission use. So there's a lot to get behind here and to feel very good about. Obviously, this event is happening on Saturday. I'd imagine I would think participation is probably closed at this point, correct? You guys are all
participation,
set?
Participation, yeah. Yep, that's closed right now. But we do have plenty of volunteer opportunities for anyone that maybe doesn't feel that comfortable in the water. So obviously, keep checking the website for next year for 2025. We're not going anywhere. I mean, it's an amazing event. I've had the opportunity to swim it prior. Probably one of the most patriotic events I've ever been part of. It's truly amazing, especially ending at 9/11 Memorial. It resonates a lot for guys that have signed and joined because of what happened on 9/11/2021.
That's so true. I mean, and part of the course, it says, goes by the Statue of Liberty, which is just unbelievable. I mean, the whole thing. How long is the course? How long is the swim and everything?
So the course start to finish is about 3.5 miles, but there are breaks. So the swimmers do board barges, like you said, located right off the Statue of Liberty. From there, we do 22 pull-ups and 100 push-ups. And then from there, they swim to another barge about 0.5 mile located right off of Ellis Island. And they do 22 pull-ups and 100 push-ups there. And then the last leg of the swim to Lower Manhattan is about 2 miles. And then from there, all the swimmers will grab American flags and will run to America's Response Monument at the World Trade Center to do closing ceremonies. So, I mean, you get to physically be next to and see all of these iconic landmarks and be in the water with your teammates and brothers and sisters of other services and just people that are there that just care about you and want to support the community. And it's amazing. It's an amazing event.
I have goosebumps. I'm envisioning it, and I want to do a better job next year of planning to see this in person. It just sounds amazing.
It's definitely worth coming out to check out, for sure. Yeah, and I mean, if anyone does want to come and check it out, it starts at Empty Sky Memorial in Liberty State Park at 8:30 a.m., and then our closing ceremonies will take place at the America's Response Monument in the New York City side, probably around 2 p.m.
Amazing. If you want more information also about the foundation, you want to support them, you can go to their website, NavySealFoundation.org. Jeff Leard, I want to thank you so much for what you do and for coming on WICC to share all of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. And good luck to everyone participating in this upcoming event this Saturday. Thank you again.
Thank you.